On June 17th, we have a beautiful code again of this time the immortality number 17 merges with the number 19, the Prince of Heaven number, resembling or symbolizing the sun. So today you feel your eternal connection to Source. You recognize your immortality. You recognize your connection to the divine light. And this means a new confidence, a sense of internal light elevates you to take authority. You are leading, you are manifesting, you are open to a new direction, and you have an abundance of ideas at the same time, coming directly from Source, from God, from Spirit. So take the opportunities now to step up and fulfill your big vision. Set new prosperity goals because they are going to have a long-term positive impact. What you do today leaves a legacy behind. So trust your original ideas. Trust your ability to reach for the stars. The moon squares Mercury today, so you may feel a little bit moody. Your mind may be a little bit in conflict with your feelings. And so you can feel a little bit unsettled. It's a day of readjustment, so use this energy to work on a project that requires deep thinking, deep analysis, or get into a passionate discussion, or, you know, you want to basically let off a little bit of steam through communication. You can also get things in order in your home and your work environment. It's a wonderful transit for feng shui, for cleaning, doing chores, tidying your space. Friday, the 18th of June, brings a wonderful 11 universal month. So today's code activates the 11 gateway by virtue of the 20 universal date. And so you have an awakening that is taking place. And this is a really wonderful combination of balance and inspiration. A combination of extra rest due to the number 20 and deep release creates tremendous breakthroughs and bliss. Compassion, love, and romance are all enhanced. With the number 11, connecting one-on-one with others with an open heart is, and that's the number 20, so much healing can be generated. And of course, the number 18 is about unconditional love. So you want to focus on intimate connection, both within you and Source and within your relationship with others. Balance and harmony are connected to surrender. So letting go and letting God brings situations into equilibrium. Your intuition is magnified today, and this heightened sensitivity allows you to feel love on a very deep, profound level, even to the point where you're going to be surprised, which is a good thing. The moon sextiles Mars on June 18th, and that gives you greater emotional focus and direction. You're more conscious of your goals with Mars. Your instinct feels strong. You have fire, passion, enthusiasm. You want to act on what it is you are sensing instinctively. You may feel a little bit impulsive, so guard against overreacting. And you just yearn for a sense of independence. On Saturday, the 19th of June, we have a gorgeous code. First of all, the 1, 2, 3, ready, set, go code is activated today. And it merges today with the number 19, the Prince of Heaven number, and the number 21, the number of truth and joy. So we are in 2021. So anytime that number activates, we are activating not only this year, but also our 21st century of truth and liberation through joy. So because of the number 19, the Prince of Heaven number, which is symbolized by the sun, your day is illuminated with divine light. You can take your plans for the day and manifest them with laser-like focus and imagination. And you will be gifted with tremendous happiness the more you take the 1, 2, 3 momentum and create your bliss. Share your ideas by writing, speaking, painting, playing music, any endeavor that allows you to express your inner joy and passion. Share your message in a sparkling way. Be playful and socialize if the opportunity arises. Begin a new creative project. Allow your imagination to flow because it is lit up. In the heavens, the moon trines Mercury. You are in touch with your heart. You can express your heart. You have wonderful clarity. You can read situations and read people easily as your perception and intuition are magnified. And this allows you to take the pulse and adjust quickly. Your ability to express your ideas is also enhanced in all kinds of communication. And the way you communicate is through joy and optimism. This is so favorable for conversations and stimulating a wealth of ideas. Then on Sunday, June 20th, we have the code of balance, diplomacy, peace, merged with the number 13, the divine feminine, the number of transformation. So you want to pay close attention to what appears, what is showing up for you. Your sensitivity is magnified and your ability to sense and intuit is really heightened. 13, of course, brings transformation. It brings understanding of the cyclical nature of life, and it brings tremendous empowerment through the divine feminine ray of love. So you're able to communicate your vision with great clarity. Love and intimacy are a beautiful part of your day. All can come to a peaceful resolution. Now, there is a very short, few hours long grand trine. The moon moves 1 degree every 2 hours, so it basically just covers today, the 20th of June. And this is the moon trine Jupiter trine sun and sun trine moon. So that's the grand trine. So moon trine Jupiter is totally about happiness and feeling expansive and free to share your heart with others. Gifts and advantages can show up. You feel really acknowledged at soul level. And it's a good day for negotiating, to share your feelings with those who love you as well. The moon trine the sun, this is always a happy transit. You feel affectionate and loving. It's just the whole grand trine is the two light bodies with Jupiter. It's all about expansion and joy and just feeling recognized for who you are, but in a very joyful way. Then on Monday, the 21st of June, we have also the number 14 activated, which is the media number. Now, 21 symbolizes truth, creation, and joy. And this means you really bring the sense of communication and a sense of diving into the truth to your day. So your confidence is on a high, while your ability to see and accept the truth, given any situation or any relationship, is great as well. There are wonderful sensual connections and passionate communication that are magnified. And there's a sense of fun and freedom that joins together to help create miracles. This is truly a day of celebration. You feel really free to be happy, and you have this adventurous spirit that allows you to express yourself freely, and that generates a tremendous sense of fulfillment. Connecting to your inner voice, your soul's voice, through writing, music, speaking, be open to what is channeled through you. Approach your day with a smile, no matter what situation you're in, and you'll feel the breakthroughs and positive results embedded in today's beautiful code. Now, to add to the beauty of this 21st of June, which is also the solstice, of course, is Venus trine Neptune in Pisces. And this is a wonderfully romantic day. You just feel so artistic and creative. You feel like you can daydream and you can tune into your imagination. And your love life gets a surge of tenderness as well. It's such a lovely energy. And so you really have a sense of sweetness and warmth and empathy and true love for everyone. And you feel this beautiful spiritual connection to unconditional love. Then on Tuesday, the 22nd of June, we have the Architect of Peace number 22 merged with the number 15, which is the number of spiritual alchemy. and love and abundance and uplifting others through joy. So this means you are focusing on your home, your family, nurturing, self-care. Creative projects are asking for you to manifest them. And your responsibility to holding the space for harmony and love is also heightened today. So it's a good time to bring things in order, to clear out the clutter. You're going to reap tremendous peace of mind if you do that. And you have a sense of discipline and determination that will support heart-centered conversations. You are taking your creativity and your feelings very seriously, and this is enhancing your well-being. So create a beautiful, peaceful environment at home and in your workspace. And this is an important day because Mercury stations direct today at 16 degrees in Gemini. So it has traveled since the retrograde began from 24 degrees Gemini all the way to 16 degrees. And now it is at a standstill. And so that means inspiration is at an all-time high right now. Be prepared for unexpected shifts that set you free on a path to spirituality and honoring your divine mission. Remember to keep releasing old patterns as Mercury completes its long sojourn in its home sign of Gemini over the next month. On Wednesday, the 23rd of June, we have a 16 universal date. And 23 reduces to 5, 16 reduces to 7, 5 and 7 are in the mind triad. 5 invokes courage, adventure, and the quest of independence. And 7 activates clarity, inspiration, and brilliant ideas. The mind triad means you're going to be very focused today. Your higher mind is illuminated with light, and divine downloads lead to fortunate shifts as the royal star of the line number 23 instills the confidence to proceed intrepidly. Balance your social life with some alone time today. The social part is the 23-5. The alone time is the 16-7. You're going to experience freedom and inspiration in constant motion. So share your message because your mental acuity brings wonderful perceptions today. Spiritual awakening and surprising shifts merge for wonderful breakthroughs. Whatever you research elevates your independent spirit. The sun trines Jupiter today, and you just feel very good, like nothing can stop you from being happy. So you're in high spirits, you have a sense of warmth, a friendly atmosphere, and you just feel enthusiastic and confident. Spiritual growth is favored. Financial gains are favored. Your outlook on life is optimistic and broad-minded and supremely gracious. Venus opposite Pluto is also in the mix today. And this transit is going to impact your intimate relationships, meaning you're going to look at how to manage any control issues if they're there, especially if there's a tension in your relationships. And if you don't feel that you're of value, which Venus represents, it's more likely you'll attract people who don't value you. So you want to observe whether you're fearful or feel unloved, because this can then lead to manipulation or possessiveness. As for healthy relationships, Venus opposite Pluto is a huge attraction factor. If you meet someone during this time, it's going to feel like instant attraction. So dive into that powerful, beautiful creativity. Seek deeper truths and uncover secrets. You have tremendous intuitive abilities along with a highly active imagination. Then on Thursday, June 24th, we have a code of love, 24, and of course 17, the immortality number. So you want to tap into your eternal soul as you nurture your inspirations into practice and reality. 17 is all about leadership. So love your vision into being. Lead with compassion and courage. When numbers 6 and 8 merge like this, creating financial flow is really favored. You engage passionately with life. You have a strong commitment to upholding your goals. And this combination brings tremendous abundant outcomes. Obviously, you need to be prepared and readily able to create those outcomes. They don't just appear out of nowhere. You can also step up within your family and lead with compassion. Now, today is the day of the full moon in Capricorn. This is the wonderful connection that we talked about in part one. There are lots of oppositions in this full moon, if you remember, so you definitely want to listen to the forecast. And of course, this is just a time of forward momentum in a big way. Mercury is now free to move forward again. And by this date, the 24th, is 2 days in, Mercury is really starting to feel connected and get its groove back in terms of the direct motion. And so the feel-good quality of this full moon is going to be really, really high.